All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with more Eternum. Let's go ahead and get started. So, we already did two. We did the Dark Arts, and we did the Divination. So, we've got the Emporium, the Conjuration, and the Potions. What is in the Emporium, by the way? Are we going the right way? Yes, warthogs can be a bit of a labyrinth at first, but once you get used to it, navigating becomes a breeze. The Emporium is located right over there, past the lion and up the stairs. Hello! Coming! So, do you know the owner of this place? Not really. An older woman used to run the place, but she retired right before I was getting ready to leave Warthogs. A man came to replace her, but I didn't get to know him well. Most of the time, the Emporium was closed because the new owner had to attend to other shops and different servers, at least so I've heard. Other shops? How exactly would you describe this man? Well, as I said, I only met him a couple of times. All I remember is that he was a bit eccentric. Oh no, folks. Here we go. Eccentric. Huh. What sort of things can people purchase here? A little bit of everything. Cloaks, robes, hats, protective gloves, spell books, cauldrons, crystal vials, anything you might need to study here. Please don't be chop chop. Please don't be chop chop. Please don't be chop chop. Please don't. Oh! This has to be some kind of curse. Well, hello! Welcome back, best friend Grim, to Chop Chops! Best shop in all Warthogs! No, in all Eternum! Oh, come on, this can no longer be just a coincidence. You're following me. No, friend, I only follow trail of money! If Eternum you bring, Chop Chop can smell the cha-ching! Do you know each other? Yeah, I keep running into him everywhere I go. Or that's what I thought. Now I'm pretty convinced he follows me around because I'm the only one dumb enough to buy his junk. Junk? Oh, Grim, why you try to hurt my achy breaky heart? You know Chop Chop only have best materials, best products. Oh, customers, yay! I was starting to think the server only had stingy, mean people. Welcome to Chop Chops, I'm Wenlin. Oh my god, a fairy, like in the storybooks. I'm Penelope, nice to meet you. You're so cute. Aw, thank you, sweetie. Wow, are these puppies real? Hey! Now this is what I call cleavage. They're huge and super soft. Can I live here? No, get off. Sorry, I got carried away. Business first, pleasure later. And Chop Chop get pleasure with your business! We have everything. Only best materials! Best products! And best price! You've taught her well, I see. Chop Chop is helping me become a master businesswoman. Yes, Winland, good apprentice. She will make me much wealthier. I mean, she's gonna bring great honor to sales industry. Oh, ho, ho, ho! I happen to be a good sorceress and a skilled alchemist, so I know our products well, and Chop Chop knows how to sell them. You two seem like a good team. Unfortunately, I'm not here to buy anything today. We just came to get a stamp. Oh, you need to mail a letter? Chop Chop have fastest carrier pigeon in all Warthog. No, all Eternum. No need for small brain postal service. No, not like a stamp for a letter. We need the stamp for the Triwizard Tournament. Huh? Professor Bundledore said you guys were hosting a challenge. Oh, yes, of course, stamp! Me have great challenge, best challenge, you'll be so happy to complete. Only thing you need to do is buy something, any product all are good. What? That's your challenge, buying something? Yes, took me a long time to think of such great challenge. So you're just taking advantage of the school event to make more money for yourself? Really, Chop Chop, scamming an educational institution. No. Chop Chop no scam. Scam not even in my vocabulary. That word even burn tongue would leave my mouth. Ugh. Only fair challenge. No scam. Well, maybe a tiny bit of a scam. Well, okay. Maybe tiny scam. Itty bitty scam. But this one different. Everybody win. Students come to Chop Chops, they get stamping, me get money. What are you selling? Oh, sweet summer child, what don't I sell? Me have everything. Best weapons, spells, and sex items in all Eternum. Sex items? Of course, violence sells, sex sells. We're trying to maintain our relevancy in this market. Oh, Woodland Great Apprentice, so proud. She learned fast and like dumb son who drop out college and waste my pretty money. Well, I appreciate it, Chop Chop, but we... Shh, let me show you best products. Our top items, just for you. Oh shit, here we go again. All right, it's an easy stamp, I guess. Show me what you got. We'll start off with a bang. Feast your eyes on the best collection of monster dildos in all Eternum. Collection of what? Everything your depraved lady may need. From rookie level to all-time pro. Choose from our Tentacool, Demogorgon, Werewolf, and Chaos Steed models. I find it hard to believe that a woman could use this and not die. I have seen it! I have seen footage and can prove that this is real. I've seen 2 to 3 sizes larger than that. Penelope Black Diamond is all I will give you for that adventure. You can type that in and see it for yourself, and you'll be like, oh my god, I can't believe what I'm seeing. And it's real. No AI or nothing like that. It almost reaches my chest. Nonsense. You just need a little practice. Start with the tip, then move to the halfway line, and finally all the way down. Where I'm from, popular saying goes, if you can't reach your dreams, use more lube. Excellent saying indeed. And on that note, we sell lube too. If you buy the Chaos Steed model, the lube is free. Exclusive offer, just today. Let's go to the changing room. You can give it a no-obligation test drive. What? No way. I don't want to try it. Oh, are you not into demon horses? Maybe you're more of a werewolf type girl. No, I don't want one of those either. Oh, my mistake. Team vampires then? Well, you're in luck, my pleasantly plump-chested friend. Here we have our vampire skull. It comes back to life every 28 days, craving for nothing but blood and sex. His fangs were cut, so don't worry, you won't turn into a bloodsucker yourself. Or if you prefer, we have Skull of Wyvern. Same mechanism, but tougher. Much rougher. Ow! How the fuck does that feel like reading a bit? Fantastic butts and where to find them. I might have to pick that one up. What are you reading there, sir? Might I inquire? Oh, yes, I'm reading Fantastic Butts and Where to... Oh, that sounds like a pleasant read, sir. We've got an exclusive copy of Fantastic Butts and Where to Find Them, signed by Newt Scamander himself. He's one of our top clients. Horny lady who crave tied-up action but have no time? Behold, my quick-tie knotty bondage rope, patent pending, is solution for you. It ties itself just by saying word S-T-O-P. What? How the hell can the trigger word be stop? Wow. I've got an ex that would love that, and I mean absolutely love that. Oops, sorry. As you see, you work like charm. Do you want me to untie you? Yeah, sure. If it turns you on, we can let you borrow it for a 2-day free trial. How could I be turned on by this? Now untie me. Right away. Ever play Quidditch? It's boring as shit. It really make no sense. Well, no more boring thanks to my magic vibrator broomstick. Ladies will want to play Quidditch all day. Tired of having to store a bunch of plugs in your nightstand? Well, that'll be a thing of the past with Chop Chop's magic snug plug of destiny. Change its size and temperature with a simple snap of the fingers. It also works while being used. Lonely night? Or maybe wife give bad sucky sucky? Igor is no best friend! Igor is hungry for one thing on the menu. One nice big cock. Oh, he hungry, all right. How about I treat that lovely man meat of yours to these lusciously juicy lips? No thanks, I'm good. What about you, doll face?
No thanks, Igor.
Don't be shy, I've got a ticket for your veiny dick. And it's for a round trip. All the way down my tentacle throat.
No thank you. I don't have a that.
What? You ain't tucking a cock down there? That's weird. What's up with this trend among women lately and not having penises? Igor thinks everyone should be packing.
Yeah, Igor funny and good friend. Would make terrible broth though. No recommend. Wanted to spice up your time in the bedroom? Well, I've got Birdie Bot's random flavor condoms for you. Cherry, honey, chocolate, chili powder, ogre cum. Oh, Lord. You never know what you're gonna get. The uncertainty makes it so exciting. Having fun with married lady? Husband enter room with big shotgun and then point at your head? Just use my magic port key. Teleport to safe place for quick escape. Just like that. Oh, poof! What? Where did they go? Not sure. I think storage room. But worry not, I'm going to unlock door now. Just wait here, I'll be back in no time. God damn it, Chop Chop. While waiting, I'll show Grim our most exclusive merchandise. Oh yes, good idea. Grim deserves best product. I go save your ladies from locked room. Be right back. Okay, hurry up. Follow me to the distillery. What the hell? I know we have one last sample around here somewhere. Ah, bingo. Here it is. Looks like there's only one drop left, but it should be enough. What happened? You're big, like human-sized. Huh? Of course I'm human-sized. You didn't think I was a real fairy, did you? I was just using a reducing spell. Oh, yeah, of course I know. It's just that, well, sometimes I get so immersed that I forget. Anyway, what did you want to show me? Oh, yeah. This potion is a bit controversial. You have to promise me that this information won't leave the room. Of course, I promise. Have you ever heard of the Polyjuice Potion? I've heard the name. It allows whoever drinks it to assume the form of someone else. At first it was legal and of course mainly used for sexual matters, but after a series of scandals and security breaches with some senior Ulysses officials, it was outlawed by Eternum's General Code of Ethics. Oh shit, does that mean that if you're caught with this stuff, the Praetorians can excommunicate you? That's right. This combined with the fact that it's very complex and time-consuming concoction makes it an extremely rare and sought-after potion. Have you met Professor Mandrake?
I haven't. Is she part of the faculty here?
Yeah, she teaches potions in the East Tower of the castle. Because of that, she knows how to get the ingredients required to create the Polyjuice Potion. Some happen to be a little more sketchy to obtain. She was able to get me the liver of a Striga. Now all I need are a couple other ingredients and I'll be able to prepare an entire new batch of Polyjuice Potion. Do you want me to save a bottle for you with how hard this potion is to come by? They'll sell out in less than a day. Yeah, save a bottle for me. That sounds like it could be very useful. Oh, it is. You can use it to just play around and have some fun, or maybe even attempt something bigger. It's totally up to you. Do you want me to show you how it works? There's only one sip left from the last batch, but it should be enough. It'll cost you 60 eternals, though. How many eternals do I have? Seems fair. So how do you select a person to morph into? You're gonna need a single strand of their hair. When they weren't looking, I took a strand from both of your friends earlier. So now we can use these, and you can judge for yourself if the potion works or not. You mean to say you can turn into Penelope or Luna by drinking that thing now? An exact copy. So who are you going with? Let's go with Penny.
Alright.
Drinks from the bottle. Holy shit! Wait, don't look yet. Let me grab a school uniform and fix my makeup. My makeup first, I gotta give you the full effect. This potion can prove to be tremendously useful. We could even take the form of Ulysses Big Shots to get insider information, or even Gems of Doom. Although if a sip alone costs 60 Eternals, I don't know how much a full bottle will be. I better start saving up some money. Ready? Oh my god! What, don't I look like her? Damn it, I thought I got the proportions of the ingredients right. No, you look exactly like her. It's just that I wasn't expecting you to be half-dressed. Oh, I couldn't find the rest of the uniform, only the underwear. I can see that. I think it's close enough, though, so... Does it do the trick? Would you think I'm Penelope? Definitely. Boy, I love this girl's body. Her boobs are magnificent, but then she's got this butt, too. It's all so perfect! What a total bombshell. Holy shit. I know it's not her exactly, but it's definitely still her body. Damn, what a beautiful sight. Ugh, I wish I had these tits. Imagine sliding in between these things and having them wrapped around you. It'd probably feel almost like real penetration. Well, what are you doing? Making sure the potion got everything correct, of course, down to the most intimate details. Come on, you must have seen your girlfriend naked hundreds of times. Don't act so surprised. She's not my girlfriend. I wish. We're just friends. I've only seen her half naked once during a photo shoot. Oh, really? I guess I misread the looks she gave you. What looks? So tell me, don't you want to see a bit more? If I had a friend who looked like this, I'd be dying to find out what's underneath all those clothes. Well, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little curious. But this is probably wrong, and I shouldn't... Oh my god. She's perfect. Well, are you sold on the potion yet, Grim?
Take my money.
I assumed as much seeing the bulge in your pants. That was fast. Yeah, well, I couldn't help it. Do you want to feel these tits?
Can I?
I'll let you have a little groping fun for... only 60 Eternals more. Or if you prefer, you can feel this huge, gorgeous ass right here. All you gotta do is hand over this 60. Oh, damn it. Guess there wasn't as much potion left as I thought. I'm sorry, that was the last drop of it. Come back in a couple of weeks and I'll have more. Oh, maybe next time we'll have a few more minutes to fully test our products. I really enjoyed having this girl's body, even if it only lasted for a short time. Well, I gotta say, you have a great body, too. Aw, thank you, Grim. When you return, perhaps I'll show this reduction spell to one of your friends. Can you decide whether to be big or small at will? It'll take some time to perfect, but yeah. I can even adjust my size in certain areas for some extra tightness, if you know what I mean. Anyway, let's go back upstairs. Chop Chop and your girls have probably returned by now. Sure! Holy shit, maybe I'll be the one hunting down Chop Chop next time. But hey there! Where'd you guys end up? Chop Chop's storage room. There's a lot of weird looking stuff in there. We made sure to keep our hands to ourselves just to be safe. That was probably the smartest idea. Okay, friend, what you buying this time? I actually reserved a bottle of Polyjuice Potion. He'll buy it the next time we see each other. Oh, excellent, excellent. That potion expensive. I need to start calling Grim Mr. Moneybag. You did good, Winman. I'm very proud of you. Well, don't forget about purchase. That money will burn hole in pocket until you give to me. So, since I'll be buying something, do we get the stamp? Stamp, I thought you want to mail... for the Triwizard Tournament. Ah, yes, yes. Congratulations. Stamp for my best customer. Please come back soon to Chop Chops. Thank you for visiting. Chop Chops cannot be held alive. No refunds, exchanges, and why. Ah, good apprentice. Bye-bye for now. My heart miss you so much already. Take care, guys. They're quite a pair. Well, that was interesting. Also, that fine print went by so fast I couldn't even read it. I wasn't making that text scroll. It scrolled itself. Okay.
So are we gonna summon something?
Are we gonna go to potions? Let's go to potions. This is the potions tower. I was never very interested in potions, but it's always had a reputation for being an easy subject. I guess in a world where people could summon magical creatures by just uttering a couple of words, this does seem a little dull. Professor Mandrake teaches her class on the top floor of the tower. Unfortunately for us, there happens to be 14 floors. Jesus, I hope you two are ready to feel the burn. Would you think less of me if I wanted to stretch beforehand, or... Ah! Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! Dubs TF! You look like... at Miss Penny! Because she totes is... Oh my god, please tell me it's really you. Yeah, it's me, alright. I told you the pics weren't photoshopped. She looks exactly like her Instagram photos. I didn't know you were on the Eterns. That's like so rad. Yeah, I just started today, actually. Oh my god, I can't believe I'm standing in your presence. Oh my god, somebody pinch me. You smell exactly like I thought you would. Can you return the follow on Insta? My ad is Emily Grievous. Sure, I'll try to remember. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, thank you! OMG, you are like super, super nice. I just want to double tap heart you in real life. If only I had my camera on me right now. Josh is never gonna believe I actually met you. I gotta go now, girls, but it was really nice meeting you both. I'm for reals gonna tweet everyone now to tell them you're playing Eterns. Thank you for talking to us. I love you! Sometimes I forget I'm friends with a celebrity. Yeah, you don't know just how lucky you are. You even sleep under the same roof as me. We've been hanging out for a while now, and you still haven't asked me for a single autograph or to take a selfie together. That makes me very uncomfortable, to be honest. I'm gonna need a little more fanfare from you, Grim. I'm sorry, I'll start addressing you as my queen from now on. No, but seriously, that's one of the things I like about you. You just treat me like a human being. Real talk, guys. This is how people want to be treated. I don't care how famous they are. I've met famous people. A lot of them. You just talk to them like normal people. I've met some big bands, some popular bands, some bands that people go crazy over. And if you treat them like normal people and talk to them about normal people things, you know... they're cool with you. You don't just like, oh my god, I want you. Like, that's scary. Don't do that to people, please. Because at the end of the day, that's exactly what I am. I'm just a normal girl who has her ups and downs like everyone else. Honestly, Penny, you really are special to me, but not because you're famous on Instagram. I couldn't care less about your social network pages or how many followers you have. I only care about the person behind it. You became a special person to me just because of who you are. Thank you, Grim. Do you receive a lot of harassment on social media? Well, it didn't used to be a big deal, but my number of followers has grown, so has the number of troublemakers. Sometimes I receive a lot of unwanted sexual advances or messages begging me to start an OnlyFans. Well, of course you do. You wouldn't believe how much money I've been offered just for a single nude picture. I guess only a truly blessed man would be able to see that during this life. I guess so. Well, come on then, normal girl. Let's climb those 14 floors. No special queen carriage for you. Let's train these glutes.
Oh, are you going the potions?
Yes, sir.
Bah, if I were you, I wouldn't even bother.
She has the most stupid challenge in all of Warthog. It's literally impossible to complete.
And it goes by fast. You'll be huffing and puffing on these stairs again before you know it. These steps might not look that bad, but believe me, they're exhausting. Especially if you're short-legged like myself. Well, we're already here, so we'll take our chances. As you wish. Here's a freebie tip for you then. It has syrup of arnica. That's the only ingredient I got right. I'll remember that. Good luck. Thank you.
Finally, that guy wasn't lying. Those steps really do take a toll on you.
Welcome to Potions.
Thanks. My name is Donna Mandrake, Master of Potions and Head of Snake House. We're known as the home for the most evil and malicious warthog students. Nice to meet you, I'm Grim, and this is Penelope and Luna. Nice tattoos, by the way. Buttering me up would do you no good. I wasn't really trying to. The assumption of potions being an easy subject ends today. You're the 33rd team to come here. Do you know how many have passed my challenge? 28? Zilch! Nada! Zero, baby! Oh, well, maybe we'll be the ones to change that. I doubt that, but I admire your confidence. So what's the challenge? It's super simple! I have prepared the potion on the table before you. You can look at it, smell it, and even taste it. Your only task is to tell me the potion's three main ingredients. Take all the time you need, but remember, you must get all three of them correct. If you name one ingredient that's not in the potion, you have failed the challenge. Oof, I don't think Penny and I can help you much here. Luna, any ideas? The potion is colorless and odorless. It could be anything, really. I guess our best bet would be to taste it and see its effects. Depending on what happens, I might know the answer. Fear not, the potion will do you no harm. Don't worry, I'll be the guinea pig and drink it. If it makes me do something dumb, just don't use it as future blackmail against me, alright? Nah, I'll drink it. You know more about Eternum than me, Grim. I'm the only one who doesn't bring much knowledge to the table here. Are you sure, Penelope? Of course, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Drinks the potion.
Ah, it tastes like liquor, but with a lot of sugar. Do you feel any different? No, I don't think so. You got some balls on you, girl. Most people would be extremely wary about trying any sort of unknown potion. You should consider visiting the Yggdrasil server. You'd be a good Valkyrie. Thanks. How many boyfriends do you have? Boyfriends, like, plural? I don't have any. What? Are you serious? Oh, I see. So you must be the type to steer away from such commitments and use whomever you must to satisfy your strictly carnal needs. Have a new man every night, then? Jesus, no. That's not my style at all. No way. You have a body made to fuck, baby. Oh, excuse my language. Sometimes I forget I am a professor. What I meant to say is you have a body that yearns to practice procreation and the hips to bear much fruit. Don't go wasting it. Why don't you have a boyfriend? I don't know. Maybe I'm just waiting for my Prince Charming. More traditional in that sense, then. So, you would like to have a boyfriend? To be honest, yeah, I've been thinking about it lately. It'd be nice to have someone to cuddle with at night. Oh, you're the romantic type too, aren't you? I guess so. But level with me here. When you're in the sack, do you want your Prince Charming to be soft and gentle with you, or to fuck you hard and fast? Ah, damn it, I mean, would you prefer your romantic partner to maintain a modest, unassuming tempo when conducting the repetitive motions of intercourse? Or would you like them to exert their full strength to truly deliver the maximum impact of their heightened sexual arousal? I definitely want to be fucked hard and fast. As I suspected. Anyway, I'm probably talking too much. Let's focus on the challenge. So, if you aren't copulating with anyone, you must be resorting to other methods to relieve your sexual urges. Do you pleasure yourself? Well, yeah, of course. Interesting. I'm not sure why I said that. But let's change the subject. When was the last time you touched yourself? This morning in the bathroom, right after Grim used the shower. Very interesting. I think I know what potion you drank. That sounds so hot. Did you utilize... Oh, fuck this professor bullshit. Did you use your fingers? Maybe use the shower head? Both! Did you come? No, for some reason I've been having a hard time reaching that finish line lately. What is going on? Have you tried using toys? Yes! Which ones? A vibrator. I have it hidden in my room. It's Veritaserum. It forces you to truthfully answer any question you're given. You fucking bitch! We're out of here! Not until you guess all the ingredients of the potion.
Luna?
I don't remember them.
What?
Have you ever secretly fingered yourself while other people were also in the room? One time while Dolly and Mom were just a few feet away from me, the risk of getting caught turned me on so much. Is Dolly your sister? Damn, that's hot. Have you ever made out with a woman? My friend Laura when I was 15. Have you ever been to Emporium yet? Yes. Did their items turn you on? The rope, I liked it when I was tied up with it.
Oh, she did.
The thought of being fucked while being like that was just, naughty. Have you gotten a boob job? Of course not. Damn, those balloons are real? I'm so jealous. Were you thinking of someone when you fingered yourself this morning? Yes. Who? A friend. Trying to avoid answering the question through simple statements instead, huh? Clever girl. A friend from college? No. Have you ever had sex with this guy you were thinking of? No. Was he grim? Yes. What? Luna! What? The ingredients, please! True. What was that short-legged guy told us? Syrup of arnica? Wrong. Sorry, guys. Rules are rules. You got one ingredient wrong, and therefore you failed the challenge. Please leave the tower at once so another team can attempt to win the stamp. What? A guy downstairs told us that syrup of arnica was one of the correct ingredients. I know. I hired him to mislead the students. He tells that bullshit to everyone about to enter the tower. What? You're a fucking scammer. I'm the professor here. My classroom, my rules. Did you forget which house I'm the head of? I live and breathe all that is evil, baby. This entire challenge was such bullshit. You're the worst. Come on, don't be like that. We just got to know each other a little better. Just admit that you enjoyed it. I hated it. Don't get mad. Friends are supposed to share juicy details between them. But we're not friends. Aww. Looking at you out of the corner of her eye. And FYI, the potion didn't even work properly. Some of the things it forced me to say weren't even true. Now I'm gonna have to deal with Luna and Grim having false assumptions about me. I don't know, my potions are over 95% effective. Maybe this one happened to fall in the 5% range. Obviously, that must be it. Can you just give us the stamp and we'll get on with our happy lives? Of course not. This is a classroom, not a charity house. Be gone. Come on, we're running late already and we need that stamp. There must be something we can do in exchange for it. And you just said how evil you were. Cheating is evil. So you should be all about cheating. Look at that. We both win. What do you say? Well, Grim, I like your style. Fuck it, let's cheat. That'll get Bundledore all upset. I like it. Your BDSM lover friend said you've all been to the Emporium already, right? That potion didn't work properly. Yeah, we've been there. So you know Winland? Yup. She needed some ingredients to prepare a polyjuice potion, so I sent them to her, but she hasn't paid me back yet. She owes me 200 eternals. Ask her for the money and then bring it back to me. If you do that, I'll give you my stamp. That can certainly be done. Great, we have a deal. Now go. I have more students to scan. See you in a bit. Well, this has gotten interesting. Now we have to go back to the Emporium to get 200 Eternals, I almost said dollars, to give to the potions teacher to get the stamp. Oh, welcome, welcome! I knew you'd come back for Igor. Come here, Iggy, Iggy. Client wants to buy you.
Someone's cock wants that round trip ticket down Tentacle Town?
No, no! We came back to talk to Wendland. Me? You're gonna make me blush. Well, the thing is, I talked to Professor Mandrake. She told me you owe her 200 Eternals and she asked me to collect them for her. She promised that she'd give us her stamp if we did her this favor. Oh, that's disappointing, but it's true. I was hoping she'd forget about it. Okay, take the money. Tell her this makes us even. Thanks. Be smart with your own money, though. Gotta have enough cash when that polyjuice potion is ready. Good advice! You need best money for best items in Chup Chups! No waste in other shops, only junk there. I'll try to keep that in mind. Okay, we gotta go now. See you later. Bye-bye. Miss you even more now. Come by the stereo. Best stereo in town. Okay, time to climb this damn tower again. Oh, you're going to potions? If I were you, I wouldn't even Fuck off, dude. You already screwed us. Oh, you guys are back. I didn't recognize you at first. Sorry, guys. She offered me money. I gotta make that bread, you know? I understand. Don't worry. You're too nice, Luna. Ah, finally. Do you have my money? Yes. Gimme. Give us the stamp for the tournament first. Do you really think I'm not a woman of my word? You're clearly not. You said it yourself. That's a fair point. All right, here you go. Now the money. Here. Pleasure doing business with you. Excellent. I love when a man will do whatever it takes to win. Sure. Anyway, we're leaving now. Thank you, Professor. Are you sure you don't want to drink my potion again? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. What about you, Luna? No, thanks. That's too bad. All right, take care and remember to have fun. We already have 4 stamps, don't we? Yeah, we can claim the prize already. To be honest, this is a lot more fun than I thought it'd be, so I don't mind further exploring the castle. That sounds good, too. You choose, Grim. So conjuration is taught here? Outdoors? Yeah, guys, we're gonna do conjuration, and then I'm gonna quit. I think I've gone almost an hour, but an hour of a tournament is fun for everyone, isn't it? I should really be in bed. But here I am with you guys. So conjuration is taught here outdoors, usually. Who's to teach? For fuck! Can you stop doing that? Welcome to conjuration, the most elite, challenging, and prestigious subject in all of Warthogs. I assume you're here to earn my stamp. Yes. What's the challenge? Oh, straight to the point, huh? I like it. You see, since its inception, the School of Conjuration is to thank for the raising of the dead, not the rising of the dead, the summoning of creatures, and countless other unique abilities. The lessons taught here have made our skill one of the most powerful in the game. Because of that, my challenge must be one that is worthy of the Conjuration name. In order to obtain the stamp, you must defeat another team of wizards in single combat. What, like a duel? Well, that's just great. Chalk me up for a loss already, because I've never used any conjuration spell before. No worries, Penelope. It's not as hard as you think. All you have to do is recite the spell. Incribus Severum. Anyone can use the incantation, but the more knowledge you have and the more you practice it, the stronger your summoned creatures will be. Ugh, well, I'll try. It's totally normal if you don't summon anything the first time. In fact, most people can't. When I started, I couldn't even summon a rabbit for several weeks, so you'll probably end up empty-handed also. Thank you, Luna. You sure know how to encourage someone. It'll be my first time as well, Penny, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. We just came here to learn the basics and have some fun, after all. Yeah, that's true. We didn't even know about the tournament until we got here. So now we wait for another team of 3? Lucky for you, Marvelo, Melton, and Jade have already been waiting and they're ready to fight for the stamp. Another team is here? Fucking finally. Did they say it was their first time? This will be a piece of cake. We were waiting for almost 10 whole minutes. Now my spellcasting arm is stiff. Okay, students, gather your things and let's go to Duel Overpass. There's no time to waste. The Duel Overpass is at the top of the wall. I'll give you some tips on the way there. Cool. Alright now, let's give it up for our first duel. Remember, it is forbidden to attack the wizard directly, so focus all actions on your opponent's creature only. One match per team member. The overall winning team will get the stamp. For our first participant, I'd like to introduce you to Jade, one of the Warthog's most gifted students. She's sitting at a very respectable level 19. And next up we have Penelope. You said you're level 1, right, sweetie? Mm-hmm. Excellent. Don't worry, Penny, you got this. Remember to recite the incantation clearly, enunciate every letter, and try to keep your mind clear. You can do it, Jade. She better. She doesn't win against a level 1 first-time player. I'm gonna die of laughter. Are you ready to eat dust, bitch? Cat cut your tongue or what? Whatever, not worth the effort. Can't sit here while we have other stamps to win, you know. Incredibus Severum! Wow, she summoned a rock golem. My undefeated stone... I'm sorry, it's a stone golem. It's still a rock, damn it. What are you gonna summon to face it? Okay, Penelope, just remain calm and remember what Luna told you. It's your first time, so there's no pressure. It's normal if you can't summon anything. Taking a deep breath. Incredibus Severum. It's a frog. Ribbit. Oh my god! I did it! I summoned something! I created life! Yay! I'm a sorceress now! Did you see that, guys? Nice job, Penny. Better than my first attempt. I'm impressed. Oh, it's so cute! I'm gonna call him Kermit. Come here, little Kermit. That was the easiest duel of my life. Oof, that was rough. Don't be sad, Penny. No one is expecting us to win. You and I are both pretty much noobs. Becoming a model, going to college, trying out summoning, I'm a failure at everything. You know that's not true. And they killed my Kermit. His life may have been short, but it was jam-packed with adventure. That it was. The first duel concludes with Jade as the victor. Now the next duel is quite the anticipated one. On this side we have the school's best conjurer at present. And he will be facing the school's best conjurer from 2 years ago. Good luck, Luna. I've heard a lot about you. People say you are quite the loner who never spoke to anyone. A total outcast. No offense, of course. None taken. But they also say you were the best conjurer the school had ever seen. That is, until I arrived. It's time to show everyone how much of a difference 2 years can make. Behold, witness the might of what a true dark wizard can do. Incredibus Severum! It's a dragon. Nope. My ultimate creation, the Pharaoh Mummy. An immortal being. You can try to burn, drown, or decapitate him, but you'll never succeed in killing him. The Pharaoh Mummy cannot die. He possesses the power of the 10 Egyptian plagues. Interesting. He's death incarnate. You can surrender now, Luna. Keep the remains of your reputation intact. You shouldn't embarrass yourself. Taking a deep breath. Her eyes change color. Oh, shiny eyes, so scary. Incredibus Severum. Did she just summon Pyramid Head? The fuck? Does that guy have a triangle for a head? I've never seen anything so ridiculous. Cool hit, bro. Applaud the effect, Luna, but you still don't understand. Your gorilla can try all he wants to cut down my Pharaoh Mummy, but it's no use. He is immortal. The time of judgment has come. The depths of hell demand your return. What? Thank you, Pyrie. Wow, what a finish! The winner of the second duel is Luna! It all comes down to this, Melton. And Grimm, please come to the bridge to break the tie. What the fuck? What just happened? You got your ass handed to you, that's what happened. Boop, boop, my Pharaoh Mummy! He's the pinnacle of conjuration. He can't be defeated. That's the pinnacle? Damn, maybe I need to start practicing another magic. Where did she send him to?
Back to Egypt, I guess.
Oh my god, that was amazing, Luna.
Thanks.
Pyrie is one of my most powerful summons. I can only call him once every 10 days, but I thought it'd be worth it.
Definitely.
Don't worry, Marvolo. I got your back. I'll get us a stamp and wrap this up quickly.
In Crebus Severum. Behold, my merciless Cyclops. You have no chance against his wrath.
Alright, this is my moment to shine. I might not have used this spell before, but I've been spending a lot of time practicing magic in general. And according to Dahlia, I catch on faster than most.
Now, remember what Luna mentioned earlier. Focus on a specific point and concentrate on summoning a powerful being. Maybe a bear.
No, a giant with a flaming sword, acid breath, and spiky horns.
The hell is that purple shit on the floor?
I think he even forgot to speak the incantation.
Come on.
Oh.
What?
Oh my god, is that Calypso? I didn't know Grimm could summon her.
Calypso, the elven girl you told me about? The weapon?
Yeah, she's so pretty.
What the? Where in Tirnalia am I? Where's the lake? What is this magic?
Hello?
Hmm?
Oh, of course, I should have guessed. What have you done now?
Nothing, I don't know what happened. I was trying to summon something and then you appeared.
You opened a portal? Why did you not contact me first?
I wasn't messing with any portals, I just happened to summon you, I guess.
Enough talk, human form or not, your conjuration must face my mighty Cyclops.
Where were you? Where else would I be?
I was where you left me. I was where you last left me, near that putrid inn.
I'll have you know that place is no place for a princess.
The perverted gawking of the farmers whenever they see me is despicable. If they were to try that within my realm, they would all be sentenced to death.
And, what are you wearing?
I went to the lake to be alone. I was hoping some meditation could restore some of my memory.
Makes sense. Man, I'm seeing the nipples of a princess. Today, the blessings continue.
Pretty sure that's a cardinal sin in Calypso's world, though. It'd be better if I didn't mention her robes or see-through.
I don't have all day. Let's fight.
Well, you can stay with us if you want. These are my friends, Penelope and Luna.
Hi.
Hello.
More women? Exactly how many maidens are in your harem?
What?
That's a good question.
Yeah, tell us, Grimm. Just how many maidens are in your harem?
Zero, all right? She's only referring to Nova and Alex. We were all playing together when we first met her.
Sure.
Oh my god, this has to be the most exquisite conjuration I've ever witnessed in Warthogs. How did you manage to invoke such a divine, angelic creature, Grimm?
Finally, someone who treats me with proper respect. My name is Carrie. Her name is Carrie. She's my cousin. Totally loves to roleplay as an elf. Right, Carrie?
Whispering, have you forgotten that everyone is trying to hunt you down for your powers?
Yeah, well, I'd like to see them try.
An elf, you say? Well, my wife and I would love to roleplay as elves on our sexy Sundays. We could always use another participant.
I guess I spoke too soon about that proper respect. Anyway, I'm going back to that poor excuse of an inn. Do not dare summon me again unless it's an urgent matter. I hate being interrupted. Lucky for you, I don't think I could repeat that if I tried.
But speaking of urgent matters, we've put together a team to retrieve a very powerful item. If you're bored at that end, we'd be honored for you to join us.
Since last time you said you were willing to help.
I'll think about it. Fight my Cyclops.
Holy mother of Ainseed. Can you not see that the princess is talking here, you filthy peasant?
I'll think about it.
My Cyclops.
Okay, cool. Glen Nisaid Eridin.
If I were to join you, where should we gather?
Either Alex or I'll pick you up.
Alright, but if I do decide to join your little campaign, it will only be because I'm bored and not because you asked me to do it. We must be absolutely clear on that.
Absolutely.
Good.
I'll think about it then.
Farewell, Grimm.
Farewell.
Who the fuck are these people? How the hell did we just lose?
We lost because you two are useless. I don't even know why I play with you guys.
He summoned a stupid sexy elf who could speak like a real human. What kind of magic is that? Come on, let's try to get stamps on the other subjects. We've wasted enough time here.
Wow, what an unexpected conclusion to an otherwise thrilling series of duels. Congratulations, guys. You won the final match, so the stamp is yours.
Got 5. A well-deserved victory. How many do you have now?
This one makes it 5 total.
Oh, you're done then. And you're in luck, because no one has claimed the prize yet. Meet me near the castle entrance when you're ready. If you're the first team to arrive there, the prize is yours. Hurry up.
Yes, sir.
Come on, girls, let's go. We have a tournament to win.
On my way.
We did it.
Hello again.
Jesus Christ.
I hope you're coming to me with some good news.
Yes, we completed all the challenges.
Oh, congratulations. You were one of the last teams to join the tournament, but you still came out on top.
Well done.
I was expecting great results from Luna's team, but still, consider me very impressed. And not only that, you went on the extra mile too. You've got not 4, but 5 total stamps. Such hard work deserves an extra reward. See, I told you it was worth it, guys. Take these 300 Eternals.
Ah, see, I got monies!
I got monies because I did that.
Ah!
Look at that. It's more than I had before! Because, you know, I used the 60, and then I got the 200, and I gave it to the potions teacher, and then I got 100 plus what I gave the potions teacher. So now I'm up to 1410. Spend it wisely, preferably on Warhog's tuition or at the school's emporium.
Whoa, thank you very much. And now, for the main prize, you'll be given a choice. These are Grimoires of Power. One will allow you to learn a powerful spell of restoration, and the other would teach you a mighty spell of destruction.
Oh, man. I'm not really sure what I should do.
Okay, guys, so I'm gonna leave this one up to you. Yeah, you guys in the comments section. Wherever you are.
There's a lot of platforms that we're on.
But, if you guys think I should go with the destruction, then tell me destruction. If you want me to go with the restoration, go with restoration. Either could be useful in the game. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more Eternum. Stay tuned, guys. I am out of here.